Okay, this is Secrets to Making Your Resume Sizzle Part 2. I'm sorry we got cut off there. So we were talking about when and why to consider hiring a professional resume writer. So hard to be objective. It's hard to see our own accomplishments. If you're really struggling with creating your accomplishments, either you can't remember or it's just hard to talk about yourself in those terms, you need someone to walk through really how to set up the metrics and get those out and align them with where you want to go. Then a professional resume writer can generally help you with that. It can be hard to think of ourselves as the way that we need to show that we're at a certain level. You know, sometimes when we're trying to up-level, like there's a tipping point usually between management and VP where you have to start talking about yourself in terms of the results that you bring, the leadership, the vision, the strategy, and that is a whole different resume than a manager or a mid-level manager would need. And that can be a challenging transition, especially if you're trying to write your resume yourself. If you're applying for government positions, you're filling out KSAs. There are, I'm not one of them, but there are resume writers that are KSA federal resume writers. They have certifications in it. They're very good at that very specific role. And they can write those for you and really help you out a lot. There's a lot of intricate things they do that I actually don't understand that can help to get those roles, those government roles. So if you're changing industries or you have challenges that are worrying you, like a long job search, you've made too little or too much money, you have, you know, lack of college degree, whatever it may be, and it's you're really having trouble getting past that, then a certified resume writer can definitely be helpful there too. And if you just need an edge, you've got the budget for it, and you want your resume to look the absolute best it can, then that's another good reason to do it. One thing that people often don't think about that haven't hired a resume writer before is the return on investment that you get when you do it. The people that we help land jobs usually end up making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 more. So, and some of them, you know, had been looking for 6 months before they came to us, and then we wrote their resume, helped them out, and wow, what happens, you know? So it is an investment in you, in your future. It can help a lot, open doors to high-quality positions, more interviews, bigger offers, and it's simply by virtue of setting the peg for those initial conversations higher because you've presented yourself well. So it's not like there's any woo-woo behind it. It's just marketing 101. So what kind of resume to hire? Of course, you can call me, but you can also look at Career Directors International. They have a whole list of resume writers that some of them are broken out by specialty industry, and the ones that are certified are the ones that I recommend. If you have a resume writer that cares enough about their career to get a tough certification like one through CDI that is expensive, that's hard to get, that's hard to keep, you know you've got someone that takes their craft pretty seriously. And I think, you know, in an unregulated industry, that's a pretty good insurance policy. So what other liabilities do people have and how to handle them? Gaps in employment, you can use years, not months. We talked about that before. You can separate out industry and non-industry related positions. That's a way to sort of take the emphasis off dates if you're changing industries and you also have some gaps there. You can use a purely functional resume format. That minimizes the emphasis on the employment dates. You can fill in gaps with volunteer activities. You can fill in gaps with travel experiences or other things you've done. Maybe you've managed a LinkedIn group. You can write about home management for stay-at-home moms or continuing education activities if maybe you went back to school to get your master's or something, or certification. Okay, lack of degree. Enroll in something now. If you find that the three or four ideal career positions that you pulled are all asking for the same degree or all asking for the same certification, that's a hint that if you don't have it, you should probably at least look like you're walking towards getting it. So enroll if you can, and then on your resume you could say candidate, comma, and then the degree or certification, comma, and then the school, and then the anticipated graduation date or completion date. You can also use your current experience as your degree. You'd be amazed how many CEOs that I've created resumes for that don't have a degree. It's not all, everybody or the majority of people, but, you know, I would say 10-15% of them, they've done some wonderful things with their career. I think the most important thing to remember with any liability is that experience and value trumps everything. Experience and value trumps everything. You can make your resume extra strong using marketing techniques that sell you, like third-party testimonials from people that have worked with you, colleagues, people that have worked for you, bosses, clients, vendors, or committee members for a nonprofit maybe you were on together. Quantifying your achievements, always to focus on the results that you bring, that is going to be, that's everything right there. Remember that less is more, and enrolling in some type of training or related association now so you can put it on your resume. What about if you were fired or laid off? You definitely don't want to mention this in your resume. You want to go through a little process if you have been fired or laid off. First of all, we need to identify why. Why were you fired or laid off? You need to identify exactly why. And, you know, if, for example, your department was eliminated or, you know, your company reorganized overseas, you can simply say, my company recently restructured in your cover letter, or my company recently moved its operations overseas. And there's the reason right there. You don't even need to say anything else. I'm currently looking at opportunities because this happened. Getting multiple testimonials from the company you were fired or laid off from, as many as you can, is a really critical component to your success, because it will cover any question marks that might come up in the reader's mind, that maybe there was a problem or you're trying to hide something. So how to get testimonials? You ask for, first of all, you write down 10-15 people you think would be best to give you them. You ask them for short quotes, not letters, but short quotes relating to areas you are most successful in. You can tell them what you want them to write about. So you can say, John, do you think that you could write about the projects that we, how you see me as a project manager, or how you view me as a sales supervisor? So you kind of coach them a little bit depending on what you know they can speak to. You compile these quotes on a single separate page, separate from your resume. So you use the quotes, you put quotation marks at either end of these. You write the person's name, title, and company. And just remember, this is very interesting, the shorter the quote, the better. You ever tried to read a paragraph along, I've known Mary for 15 years, we worked together at like snooze, you know. So you want something that says, if you want your sales to go through the roof, you need to talk to Mary because she has succeeded in every sales role that I have ever seen her hold in the last 7 years. She has taken, companies' goals to, unprecedented levels or something like that. So you get this really splashy, tight quote, and you put quotations around it, and then that's what you use as your endorsement. So you get 5 or 10 of those, and it looks really, really nice. And I've actually given you some examples of those in my notes. Now, someone writes you a 3-paragraph-long testimonial, that's beautiful. Read through it. Pick out the part that's the most powerful, that says exactly what they want to say, and you'll know it when you see it, and you pull that out, and that's what you use. The other thing you can do is you can get these on LinkedIn, and you can get them on LinkedIn by endorsing other people. And then LinkedIn automatically asks them if they want to return the favor of your endorsement and endorse you back. So Those are the basics, and that covers the most important points, and hopefully it does not overwhelm you in terms of what the secrets are to creating a really powerful resume from a marketing perspective, and what you can do very pragmatically to pull together those different components to build the resume to what you want. And I do hope it helps you in your search and with creating your marketing collateral. And I hope that you find the resume samples to be really helpful and guide you through the next part of the process, which is putting all the pieces together in a really easy way that creates a beautiful document. Thank you, everybody. I wish you every success. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.